appealing news via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Lebanon's president pledged swift justice for those who messed up in Tuesday's devastating port explosion, but rejected widespread calls for an international probe. He says the blast was either caused by negligence or through foreign interference, such as a missile or bomb. Just what ignited a massive shipment of ammonium nitrate remains unclear. Officials have said that work had recently begun on repairs to a port warehouse, while others suspected fireworks stored either in the same place or nearby. Meantime, rescue teams from France, Russia, Germany, Italy, and other countries coordinated their search efforts. Four bodies were uncovered near the port's control room, where a significant number of people were expected to have been working at the time of the blast. And relief flights from Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates landed in Lebanon on Friday, following others from France, Kuwait, Qatar, and Russia. And the United States slapped sanctions Friday on Hong Kong's top leader, this after ordering sweeping restrictions on Chinese-owned social media giants TikTok and WeChat. In the most significant U.S. action on Hong Kong since Beijing imposed a tough security law, the U.S. Treasury Department said it was freezing U.S. assets of Chief Executive Carrie Lam and 10 other senior officials. The U.S. is unhappy with the passing of a law which bans submersion, and other perceived offenses, which U.S. officials say violates promises made by China before Britain handed back the territory in 1997. In the executive order affecting TikTok, Trump gave Americans 45 days to stop doing business with the Chinese platforms, effectively setting a deadline for a sale of TikTok to Microsoft. China is voicing outrage at the move, with a spokesman saying the U.S. is carrying out arbitrary political manipulation.